This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering. Today we're talking about electricity problems, things that you just can't see but are damaging to your equipment. I have here in the studio a light bulb. And this is one of those old-fashioned light bulbs. It's clear. And it's a 7-watt night light bulb. And years ago, I thought, you know what? I think Hillary is going to put the kibosh on incandescent light bulbs. And she did. You hardly see incandescent light bulbs at a reasonable price anymore, if you can find them at all. So I have these light bulbs, and I like the incandescent light bulb for night lights because I don't like the blue ultraviolet sneaking out of these LED clear night lights that can damage your eyes. So I bought about 6 cases of these 7-watt little tiny screw-in base night light bulbs, old-fashioned night lights like you'd have in 1960, maybe even 1950. And I have this one in the studio, and I've been pondering this. So literally, I bought a lifetime supply of these night light bulbs. They're made in China. We don't make them here anymore. And it's made in China, and it says right on the bulb, on the aluminum base, 7W. That stands for 7 watts. Then it says 120V. 120 volts. These things have been burning out way faster than I'd like them to. And when are the night lights on? Well, they're not. When it's dark, I have a switch that turns them on. And I've been tracking, just started tracking when I replace them. So I have this little case of light bulbs in it. You know, it might be 7 inches by 7 inches by 1 light bulb high. It's 25 light bulbs in a case. And I write on the box when I replace each one. So I just started doing that. And I want to know how long these things last, because I think they're burning out way too fast. I think that's like the Japanese light bulb story I told you. They didn't used to burn out this fast. Now they do. They burn out quickly. And I think it's the overvoltage condition. But it's not always overvoltage. Like right now it's 122.7 volts. That's okay. That's normally what we are around here, 123, 122 point, in the 122 plus to 123 volt range. I'm okay with that. That's within spec. But 135 is not. Hit 135 and these light bulbs will burn out. Kathy, any comments so far?
Well, you bought more than I did, Vince, because I bought a lot of the 40 watt, 60 watt, 70. I got like 3 totes downstairs. Because I figured the same thing would happen. I bought them when they were cheap. But anyway, Vince, back to the nightlight. You know, I agree, and I think that's probably a good way to check it, because if you're writing down how often you're replacing them, then that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I feel like we have gone through that, and I just thought it was the bulb. Right now I haven't, but a while ago I felt like we were replacing them quicker. But I will definitely keep an eye on it. And, you know, Vince, you talked about the what appliances or what electronic equipment. Can you talk about which ones that would be affected by this?
Sure. I just want, Greg, I know you're on the line. We'll be with you in just a minute. Let me just finish this thought. So if it has an electric motor, it is susceptible to burning out faster with these higher and lower voltage conditions. If it's a low voltage condition, it can burn out trying to start up, like a washing machine, like a dishwasher, and like a refrigerator or freezer or air compressor or heating unit. We have an outdoor wood furnace, and it has a circulator motor, and that thing's running 24 hours a day. It uses 75 watts. It takes the hot water from the wood fire outside 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and has been for years. And the circulator pump runs on alternating current. Too high of a voltage, and it doesn't need to start because it's always running. It started once, and then it stays running until either there's a power failure or we shut it off, which is never. And too much voltage will cause it to overheat and burn up. So electric motors are real susceptible to this. And that would be your microwave oven for the turntable that turns the food around. That would be the fan for your over your stove, you know, the ventilation fan. That would be the motors in your refrigerator, freezer, washing machine, clothes dryer, heating system, and dishwasher, right? So wherever you have an electric motor, air compressor, those are the ones that really are susceptible to this. Now, electronics can take the spikes if you have a surge protector. But this insidious just 10% or a little bit higher voltage, that's a real problem. And lower voltage, that's a real problem. So if you think about Ukraine, they're going to have, I mean, their grid gets hammered by rockets and mortars and explosives. And they're going to, not only do they have a problem fixing the grid, they're going to have a problem with all the broken devices that I've just named that have tried to start and start and start and can't. And if you think about the tornado that we just had yesterday, a whole bunch of people are going to need all kinds of products that's going to put more strain on the supply chain, which is busted anyway. So the bottom line is, back to preparedness, you need to have what you need before you need it, or before you know you need it, right? So I've been thinking about this. This has probably been going on for a while, because we've been replacing electric motors in our outdoor wood furnace way too often. Way too often. Tayco, the company that makes the electric motors, I called them up and I said, "What's up? What's up with these motors?" They go, "Wow, that shouldn't be doing that." And I agree, that shouldn't be doing that. It shouldn't be failing that quickly. So I am, class, if you know anything about me, you know I'm not going to let this sit. Number one, I'm not going to let the utility company blow up our equipment and destroy it without being compensated for it. So that's one thing I'm doing. I'm building a list of and delineating exactly what's not working, and they're going to tell me how they're going to compensate me for it. And I think you should do the same thing. I think you should call your utility company if you measure an overvoltage condition and say, "What's up, and how are you going to stop this? Because you're damaging our equipment. You know, 120 volts plus or minus 5%, that's it. More than that's a problem. Less than that, it's a problem." Now, the only thing that you, obviously, class, you're asking me, what do we do right now? Right now, what do we do? There's only one thing you can do for this overvoltage condition or undervoltage condition, and that is shut off the circuit breaker for those devices. Now, if you have a freezer and you shut off the circuit breaker, it's not going to be freezing your food, right? That's the only suggestion I have to protect your equipment during these conditions. So you have to monitor the voltage, and when it gets stable again, then you turn the equipment back on. But that could be tomorrow, which is a problem. So do I have a real answer? Well, to protect your equipment, yes, but to protect your investment and your food, no. Other than put your food outside if you have one of these, you know, if it's freezing cold outside. But then you have to worry about predators. Let me, one second here. Greg, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to talk about something else that you can create your own dirty power if you're not careful, by plugging too many appliances and things into one circuit, one line going to your breaker box. And sometimes you'll notice that when something turns on, like the refrigerator starts up, and all of a sudden everything dims for a split second. Now, that can also damage your electronic devices. I know it can shut off a TV or a radio if it's sensitive. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, what you're talking about, Greg, is when the power dims, or when the lights dim, you've created a brownout situation. So when an electric motor starts up, whether it be a compressor or an air conditioning or air compressor or an air conditioning unit or refrigerator freezer, when a compressor motor or an electric motor starts up, it calls for an inrush of 2 to 3x current. And that creates an instantaneous brownout situation, and then there's a spike that follows that. Too much voltage. So you're absolutely right, and that's what you're talking about, and that's dirty power. Dirty power is noise, spikes on the line. And yes, that can damage equipment. Greg, was I able to explain with enough clarity what I think the situation is with overvoltage?
Yeah, absolutely. And I, by the way, have a couple of dirty power protectors. It specifically say dirty power. Mm-hmm. They're not a surge protector, because I know the surge protectors in the past have done me no good.
So you're talking about a device that has high-frequency capacitors in it and a device that has RF chokes in it, right?
Yeah.
Toroidal transformers, inductors, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's look up if you got sensitive equipment.
Let's talk about that on Friday. Can we do that on hour number one on Friday, tomorrow?
Sure, we can.
Okay. All right. I've taken so much of Kathy's time. I didn't want to take any more from her.
No problem.
So let's talk about that on Friday. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Greg Lesher, USA Prepares Instructor. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I think it's really important, because I'm thinking that if you're already noticing with your refrigerator, which was running fine, I mean, you may end up having to replace your refrigerator, and it wouldn't necessarily be right away, right, Vince? I mean, it might take a few months before that your compressor would just die, and then, you know, who's going to say that it was their problem?
Well, you're absolutely right, and here's what can happen. The utility company can say, well, look, Finelli, you've had that refrigerator for 17 years, and that's absolutely true. But here's what we did. When we built it, we built our kitchen. We built it so that we could have a refrigerator side by side with a freezer. So it's all refrigerator on the right, and on the left side is the all freezer. So it's a matching set. Now, to replace that would probably be $3,000. But to buy it was $1,500 for both of them, $750 apiece. Now, the thing is, they don't make those anymore. So then what would happen is I would have a refrigerator that doesn't match the freezer that still works. Now, why is it that the freezer still works and the refrigerator bangs? Well, because you open up the refrigerator way more often. Okay, so it lets the heat in, the cold out, and that compressor has to work harder. So the compressor is working more on the refrigerator than it is on the freezer, which is right next to it. And the interesting thing about that is the freezer's working fine, but the refrigerator has been taking this beating, and it can't take it. And maybe the refrigerator's been trying to run during high-voltage situations. And
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. I'd like to read two things very quickly. One, Bert's going to be with us. Greg will be with us tomorrow, hour number one. Bert will be out with us, hour number two. But here's an email that I got from Bert. I'm going to read it verbatim. Okay? This is the email that I got from Bert on Sunday, just a few days ago. Quote, Bert lost power yesterday. 2 hours at 70 volts. Times 2 equals 140 volts versus 240 nominal. 4 hours in the black. Took necessary precautions per USA Prepares power grid presentation classes. Bert. Now, that's Bert, end quote. That's Bert's humor. Bert said Bert lost power yesterday. Now, his his situation was even worse than ours, except he knew it. Because instead of being at 135 volts versus normally 120, he was, you know, we were at 135.7. He was, instead of 120, he was at 70. That means nothing worked. You know, his refrigerator would, you know, try to click on, and his freezer would try to click on, but, and possibly his LED light bulbs might work, maybe not. It's pretty low voltage. So he was way, way, way low. So he was in a blackout situation. No electricity that was usable. So obviously what he did was he shut off the breaker so his compressors wouldn't, you know, refrigeration, etc., wouldn't try to kick on and burn up. But that So that's in California. That's in Los Gatos, California. So I don't think it's just us. I think we are going to have grid problems that just keep cropping up. And then when you have the electric car people charging their electric cars, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's going to trip these great big circuit breakers on the grid. And, you know, your neighbors charging their cars are going to cause an overload condition. The circuit breaker is going to trip, and we're going to have a blackout situation. I think that's coming. I wanted to share that. Any comments, Kathy, before I read something that came from Laclede Electric Cooperative?
No, I agree. That's what I've been reading, especially about these electric cars. That you get a few, especially if you have a neighborhood, you get three or four and they go to charge it, and nobody else will have power or very little. Yep.
I got this. We get a magazine every month. It's called Rural Missouri. And on the front cover, it looks like Laclede Electric pays for the front cover of this magazine. They send it out. It's got ads, and it's got really wonderful things like, restaurants you can go to. I mean, things that, a lot of fluff, right? So anyway, front cover of this says, headline, this is December 2022. This is like the current issue. Quote, supply chain challenges impacting costs. So they're saying they've got supply chain issues that are impacting the cost. Now, in the meat of the article, it says, and I'm just going to read that, you know, the important parts. Quote, unfortunately, supply chain challenges are impacting Laclede Electric and electric cooperatives across the country. We continue seeing inflationary prices, production delays, and limited distribution pathways. Plus, we are being told it will continue to take longer to receive the ordered equipment for the foreseeable future. To put it in other words of legendary New York Yankees catcher Yogi Berra, the future ain't what it used to be. The typical lead time for three-phase transformers of 10 to 12 weeks has ballooned to 8 months. Some manufacturers of pole-mounted transformers are declining to accept new orders altogether due to historic backlogs. And we are paying 40% more for a transformer now than a year ago. Orders for electrical conduit have been delayed fivefold to 20 weeks, and costs are up 200% year over year. And there's no immediate relief in sight. The Laclede Electric Cooperative was recently informed that the cost of purchased power will increase in 2023. We're evaluating the impact on next year's budget and studying the potential effects on Laclede Electric rates. Rest assured that as we prepare the 2023 budget, we will continue to do everything we can to control costs while remaining focused on our commitment to serving you with safe, reliable, reasonably priced electric service. End quote. What that says, class, electric rates are going up. They're trying to couch it in, you know, non-frightening terms. They're saying that there are delays in getting materials and some pole-mounted transformers. So you look up at your power pole and you see this round can. That's a pole-mounted transformer. Everybody's got one. Every house has one. They're all over. They're ubiquitous. And they, some companies aren't even accepting orders to buy replacement.
Get healthy. Get high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee voted to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate is now 4.25% to 4.5%, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
A severe storm that started on the West Coast last weekend continues wreaking havoc on Thursday. Sweeping through the Midwest, Plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, while spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warning or advisories Thursday morning. Lance Fry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What have you got here?
Take my. When you go to DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I can tell you this, class, that it seems like more people are paying attention to USA Preparers than have in quite a long time. I guess maybe this topic that Kathy wanted us to talk about struck a note. The answer, class, is if you notice the situation, you need to shut your circuit breakers off, in my opinion. And of course, don't believe anything that I say. I mean, what do I know? But I am continuing to experiment and prototype. And over the next week, I'm going to continue to do so, and I hope to be able to report to you a solution that I think is viable. And I have one, but it's expensive. It will cost several $100s per circuit. And, of course, you're not going to be able to protect everything, only some devices. So I will let you know what I find as I continue to experiment. And I don't want to give you that information because I don't want you to spend money unless I'm pretty darn sure that it works here at the farm. Kathy, any comments? Did we lose Kathy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. A long time ago, when my kids were little, this is something I've learned over the years, that if something doesn't seem right, sounds different, smells different, looks different, to really think about that. And the kids were little, and it was in the middle of winter, and I kept smelling something through the vent that smelled like it was burning. And I kept saying to my husband, like, something's not right. I can smell this smell. Well, he couldn't smell it. So finally we went downstairs, and in the furnace there was something that had something melted in there. And sure enough, when he opened it up, you know, there was like a wire or something. It was so long ago, I don't remember what it was. But it just goes back to what you were saying about listening. If there's, you know, the compressors are turning on and off, the light bulb seems brighter. I think sometimes we just dismiss it, but that's something that I think that is would be good advice, is to just pay attention if you smell or see something that just doesn't seem quite right.
You know, we have, Kathy, it's very interesting you say that. We have an instructor, Deborah Brewster. Deborah Brewster has a farm here in Missouri, and I've been invited to the farm. And, you know, in the good old days, but before the genocide, she invited a whole bunch of USA preparers, instructors, and students to her farm. John Stadtmiller was there. A whole bunch of us were there. Maybe 30, 40 people. And then she called in, you know, days later, and she said, you know, on her family compound, this mobile home that they bought, kind of like a hospital, kind of like for guests. You know, when guests arrived, they could go stay in the mobile home in the family compound, right next to the house, but in a separate building. She said she had a guest staying there, and this lady was getting ready to go to work, and she was using the hair dryer and the curling iron, and then there was a fire inside the wall from the electrical outlet. And I said, well, yeah, it sounds like what they did when they built this mobile home. And this was a brand new mobile home. The guys who wired the outlets and the switches and the, you know, Romex and cable and all that, what they did was they just stripped the wire and poked it in the back holes of the receptacle, because that's the easy way to do it. You can, you know, there are little holes that you can put your stripped wire through rather than bend the wire into a circle, 270 degrees of a 360 degree circle, let's say, and put that wire around the screw terminal and tighten the screw really tightly. That's the hard way. That's the way I do it. The other way is just strip the wire and stick it in this little hole that has a pressure contact, and a little piece of metal presses against the stripped wire, and allegedly you're good to go. I think it's crazy to do that because there's only a little contact point where the stripped wire contacts the inner metal components of the receptacle. So that's a place where there's extreme resistance, and if you have a high current load, like a hairdryer, you know, 1,500 watts, 1,800 watts, and a curling iron all plugged into the same outlet, that outlet will have that push-in terminal connection overheat, and that's what happened. It started a fire in the wall. Well, that's too much current for the connection, or too much current for a wire, etc. And I have a feeling that that was kind of what happened in your heating system where these push-on terminals that run the electric motor, the circulating motor, and devices like that, over time they heat and cool and heat and cool every time you use them, and they become less strong in the spring contact area, and then they start to overheat, and then the wire overheats, and then you smell the insulation burning. I think that's what happened in your case. And that's what happened in the case of Deborah Brewster's mobile home. So you're absolutely positively right. When you hear a noise that goes thump, 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 and it doesn't normally do it, something's wrong. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. When you smell something that's burning, that's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. Even if toast is burning, it's a bad thing. Okay? So you're right to jump on it immediately. You're right to say, no. I really think we ought to look at this. And even if someone else can't smell it, I think you ought to pursue it, which is a great thing. And that's what we do in our house. If I smell something, I'll say to Mrs. Finelli, do you smell that? And she may say no. Or she may say, hey, Vin, do you smell this? And I'll go, no. Well, we pursue it. We just don't say, don't worry about it. We pursue it. And that's what you did. And congratulations. That's the right thing to do. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, Vince, I don't really have anything else to add. I'm sure I'll think of questions later. But there is one thing I wanted to mention. Is that okay with you, that we had discussed before?
You bet.
Okay. Well, the one thing I wanted to say to people, and I know this has been making the news and probably most of our class is aware, but I have a nurse that I know who works in a critical care unit, and they called me and said that there is a lot of people dying and dying fast. The example that they gave me was there was a woman that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they said that she got one chemo treatment, and it was only like a couple weeks. And he said, it will take months where she was at with her cancer. And she came in their unit and a day and a half later died. I mean, very, very fast. And it's not just the cancers, but it's many different things. So I just wanted to make people aware of that when they called and told me, because it was a concern to them, I thought that, you know, we just need to know that this is going on. And that, unfortunately, it's very sad.
Well, we've lost instructors, I believe, to the jab. And, you know, a class, if any of you knows what really happened to my dear friend John Stettmiller, I'd love to know. If any of you knows whether he got the jab or not, or the booster, I'd really like to know. He was a dear friend. Regardless of what some people may say, he was a very, very close friend. And, you know, Thanksgiving was here, and he typically would show up at Thanksgiving. Christmas is around the corner, and he'd spend days and days here at Christmas time. He's part of our extended family. Stuart, our neighbor and our truck driver instructor, we're not going to hear him anymore on the air. He was jabbed and died very, very, very quickly. Cancer. And, you know, it seemed to me that he was doing fine. All of a sudden, he got his first jab, and he didn't feel so well. And to make him feel better, he got the second jab. And then he was feeling really, really bad. And then I think he got jab number three, and then, bam, he was dead. You know, that's one neighbor. That was a tremendous loss. And, you know, I keep thinking, where's Stuart? Stuart was like always there. Always there. And he's no longer here. And I was thinking of another neighbor. And these are people who would come to the farm, and I love talking with them, you know, at a distance. You know, we'd maintain distance outside. And they're gone. And they're not coming back. There really is something to this. And as we find out more about Fauci, and you know, some people would consider him the greatest mass murderer that the world has ever seen. were part of the cabal. That's the greatest mass murderer, murdering cabal that the world has ever seen. These aren't my words. This is in the public domain. There are people who want him investigated. There are people who want him arrested. And if you think about Sam Bankman, you know, the Bitcoin fraudster. He was arrested. And you got to ask yourself, why was he arrested? Just before testifying to the Senate, Congress. Why? Is it because that now that he's in the clink, they can kill him off before he has a chance to name the names? Like who was he involved with? Well, I mean, Bill Clinton was one of the people who was grinning on stage with Sam. And then we have ball players. And then we have ACTRI. And we have famous people saying, yeah, this is the way to go, FTX. That's what a great way to go. We're all going to make lots of money. It was a pyramid scheme. It was all fraud. It was all deception. And back to Vin Finelli's theory that people who look scruffy, he doesn't trust. You look at the people who look scruffy, and you look at what they've done to us. You look at people who don't dress properly, like Sam Bankman. He was scruffy. He's on stage in shorts. Who the heck goes in a public forum, thousands of people, and forgets to put long pants on? If they look scruffy in their own personal life, how can you possibly trust them with your wallet? How's that possible? You look at these ACTRI, which would be my version of plural for actors and actresses, ACTRI. You look at them, and you look at the scruffy ones, and then you look at their lives. They're totally disheveled. They're a mess. And yet people look up to them. You look at Harry. Harry looks disheveled to me. And what do people look at? Look at how they dance. Don't they dance beautifully together? Is that important? Of course not. I'll tell you what is important. When you find out that your motors are burned up and you can't get a new one, or your refrigerator is burned up and the only one you can get comes from China and has a life expectancy of maybe 5 years. That's what's important. And of course, the jab.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, yesterday when this big boom truck came with Laclede Electric, their technicians and their linemen, I saw the truck through the window, and I put my jacket on, and I grabbed this thing. And this thing is about the size of a bag of sugar, you know, 4 pound, you know, the fun size bag of sugar. That's about the size of this thing. And so I had this in both of my hands as I walked down the steps toward them. They're about, oh, maybe 15 feet away, and I stopped. And I looked at this thing, and it looked like a rock. And I looked up at them, and I smiled, and I held it, and then I smelled it, you know, as if I wanted to smell what this thing smells like. And I stopped and I looked at the guys and I said, you know, I wanted to build the whole house out of this, but it's just too expensive. So, you know, we built the house out of limestone instead. And I said, you ever see one of these? And I kind of held it up and one side is kind of red. It's got, you know, red and then it's brown. And so I smelled it again. I said, you know, it doesn't smell at all. And they looked at me like, what is this? What's he doing? And I said, do you ever see one of these? And they said, not really. I said, well, this is dinosaur poop. And it really is. It's corporalite. And, it, you know, it comes from, the Southwest. We don't have it around here. But it literally is a chunk of petrified dinosaur poop. Corporalite. You can look it up. And it was just, when people come here, I try to make their visits a little bit memorable so they don't, you know, say, ah. Hate going there. So anyway, that's what I did. And in this, just a minute ago, I went into the kitchen. Our son was there, and Mrs. Finelli was there. And our son said some memorable things, absolutely memorable. I'll tell you what he said. So I went up to him, and I put my arm over him. I say, thank you for being our son. Thank you for being our son. And he looked at me without hesitation. He said, don't thank me. I was just the fastest swimmer.
Ha 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 ha.
So anyway, Kathy, I know you've talked to our son on the phone, and I know you've never met each other, but he's a handful. You know, very, very interesting guy. Now, I want to share something with you, Kathy, in class. So our son has never really had a job, never. Okay, he's worked at the farm, and he's volunteered at the veterinarian clinic, but other than that, he's never really had a job. They, you know, worked for the university as a building new buildings, and the, you know, students would do that kind of thing. So I suggested that he consider looking at some of these positions. Like, he could be a service advisor, technical service advisor for a car dealership. Or he could be a automotive supervisor or technician. He's been working on cars for 20-plus years, starting when he was 10. So he decided he would do that, and he just showed up. You know, he put a white shirt on and nice dark blue jeans. He put his going to church work boots on, and he wore a jacket. And he showed up at the Chevy dealership, and they spent a couple hours with him. He just showed up, and he was walking around the back room, you know, the shop floor. He didn't go through the front door. He went through the back door, and he started talking to the guys. And, you know, the boss said, "Look, who's this guy?" And he said, "Well, he's just asking about what it's like working here." Next thing he knows, he's in the conference room, the board room, and he's being interviewed by the boss, and they want to hire him. They said, "If we don't have a job for you, we'll make one. You know, you can be a service advisor. You could, and so I said, you know, you've never really been on an interview. Don't talk about money. First thing they said is, we're going to tell you how much money. Kathy, these numbers are staggering. We're talking between $80,000 and $120,000 a year. That's a staggering amount of money to me.
Yeah.
Then he went over to the Mercedes dealership. They didn't have a minute. He walked in and he wanted to talk to somebody about a job, and they just shook their head and threw him out. He knows more about Mercedes than a lot of the mechanics do, because he specializes in Mercedes. They threw him out. Then he went to the Ford dealership. He was talking to guys, and 2 hours in the conference room. He ends up 2 hours in the conference room, and they offered him a job. They said, if we don't have one, we'll make one for you. They liked the fact that, I said, so what was it, Bam? I call him Bam, as in Bam Bam from the Flintstones, because he took third place in karate in the world championship, or national championship. And so I asked him, and they said, well, it was experience and the fact that he was able to figure out things without meters, without the scan tools, because he knows the mechanics and the electronics. And they thought that was fascinating, because young people don't know how to do that. They just know how to plug something in and say, okay, here's what it says is wrong, let's replace those parts. Our son knows the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Because we don't have all the equipment. Kathy, any comments?
You know, your son is a very wonderful young man. I pulled him away from something he was doing to ask him a question, and he was very sweet, and I think you should be proud of him, Ben.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And of course, we love him a lot, and he is really, really a integral part of the farm. Class, I guess the lesson here is do your best to keep your family together. Stay a family. Communicate. And if you watch survivors, the biggest problem they have is communication, the lack thereof. And communication is what will help hold everything together. Kathy, thank you so much for being with me today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.